This fall, he will be student teaching and working with the Prairie Fire football coaching staff. And he'll be student teaching at Churchill Middle School. And after that, he intends a career in teaching. Let's welcome Maurice McDavid.
Ms. Chen, I must begin by saying that I do appreciate your humor about the previous commencement speakers. So that way I don't have to make that joke. Unfortunately, that was half my speech. Now, this part doesn't count as part of my speech, so President Taylor, please do not begin to run the clock yet. But I would first and foremost like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the opportunity to be here. I know that Knox College sometimes gets a rap of being anti-religion, but I have felt at home perfectly here, and so I thank all of my students as well. I also would like to thank my mother, who, of course, without whom I could have not been here, both literally and figuratively speaking. I love her dearly, and I appreciate her 4 years of support. Last and certainly not least, I would like to thank my beautiful wife and future mother of my children. And as I found out last week after taking a pregnancy test, that future will be a lot closer than I thought. Please keep it quiet, though. I haven't told my family yet, and they'll be upset. I'm gonna start now. As I began to prepare this speech, I pondered how I would open. I thought that perhaps I would borrow the words of a former United States president and dear friend of Knox College, Abraham Lincoln. I would say, 102 years ago, I was born. And slavery is wrong for moral reasons. But then I thought perhaps I could make it more local, quoting instead the president of Knox College. Hi. My name's Maurice McDavid, and I will be graduating from this fine institution in 2010. In the year of our Lord. Thank you, Roger. If there is one thing that I have learned in my 4 years here at Knox, it is that Roger Taylor indeed graduated from this fine institution in 1963. Fortunately, I have learned so much more than that. I have learned how to write a check so that I can pay my tuition bill. I have also learned that there is no better time than college to be a black male from an impoverished single-parent household. Thank you, Financial Aid Department. I, of course, learned lots of academic things, like how to speak Spanish, yo puedo hablar español, how to lesson plan, and unit plan, and lesson plan some more. Education majors, you know what I mean. And I learned how racism can be environmental. Brown maple trees and white oaks not getting along, so sad. Thank you, Conrad and Peter and all of the faculty. I learned that Knox College is a community and a family during our 4 years and beyond. Because of football, I have 10 men that I can call my brothers. And yes, class of 2010, I am going to mention Aaron Juarez, no matter how much you all ask me not to, because he's a good friend. Especially you, Aaron. Aaron Juarez and I met during our admitted students' days, our senior years of high school. From the first time I met Aaron, I thought to myself, what a nice kid. Aaron, my wife said that I could not call you names from the pulpit. But honestly, I knew that Aaron would always have my back. And I still believe that today. At that same admitted students' days, Sue Hewlett, professor of political science, and I had a near hour-long conversation about politics, Christianity, and more personally, my choice between Knox and the Bible College in St. Louis. Obviously, she talked me into coming here. There was another man who made a major impact on that visit. Some call him Coach, others Andy, but I call him Notorious G.I.B. That is Andy Gibbons, formerly. And he has been very much so a father figure to me during my time here. Though I think the icing on the cake was when I was walking down the street outside of Union Station in Chicago. I was wearing a Knox t-shirt, and a guy in a shirt and tie took off his headphones and with excitement in his voice said, "You go to Knox?" I replied, "Yeah, I go to Knox. I'm a sophomore." Now, with even more excitement in his voice, he said, "I went to Knox, class of 2003. We shook hands and went our separate ways. But that moment showed me something. Class of 2010, if I can be honest, as I look around, there are some faces that I did not know were in my class. But I do know who all of you are. You are Knox. Thank you, students, staff, faculty, alums, and especially you, stranger alum guy. I am almost done. I know that there is a time limit, but I am a licensed minister with the United Pentecostal Church, and as some of you might know about preachers, time limits are most certainly more like time suggestions. I would like to share one more thing with you. I learned that to whom much is given, much is required. Thank you, Uncle Ben. That is Spider-Man's uncle, for those of you who are not fans. We have been given an extraordinary amount. Now, we can't all be superheroes like Spider-Man, shucks. But we can be heroes. Whatever you do with the rest of your life, strive to be somebody's hero. Be a mentor in your community. Build a house for someone in need. Grow a community garden. Change public policy for the better. Do research that positively affects our world. These are all things that I know that you can do, because they are all things that we have done as Knox students. You may never see the results or know to the full extent which you have changed someone's life, but we must try. While giving a tour for the admissions office this spring, someone asked me what it meant to be Knox. I thought for a second and answered that the simplest definition is to be passionate about something, and oftentimes, some things. And so, class of 2010, I implore you to continue your passion and let it lead to service. God bless you and thank you.